Welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to episode number 268 of Starting the Conversation. I'm your host, Alice Fenham, and today we're finishing off this kind of mini series we've been doing around money by talking about how you could spend 1 hour this week, your 2.8%, better organizing your business finances. Now, if you are eagle-eyed, you might be thinking, Alice, have you made a mistake? This podcast has been coming out on a Tuesday for the last 6 years. And if you've noticed that, first of all, congratulations. You are very, very good at your attention to detail. If you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, today is your final chance to get 26% off all of the products in the Strategy Shop as part of our opening sale. If you're not familiar, the Strategy Shop is something I've been working on for the past kind of 5 or 6 years. I've been really looking to kind of learn what business owners want and need, get good at what I do, and then be able to bring it into this digital and kind of accessible format. It's been so exciting to share the products with you, particularly the new financial tools that are in there, to see so many of you buying them, but ultimately using them and finding them really helpful has just been amazing to see. So if you've had your eye on any of the products, maybe it's one of the financial tools, maybe it's the full bundle, or maybe it's one of the other products that are in there, there's some great mini courses and workbooks. Today is your final chance to get our 26% off opening sale, and I can promise you the shop is not going to have a sale like that for a very long time. So this is the cheapest the products will be for at least the next year. So if you've had your eye on something and you've thought, oh, I'll get that at some point, this is your little nudge. Now is the time. Obviously, if you're listening to this episode past the day that it comes out, you might have missed out on the opening sale, but in my opinion, they are still really accessibly priced. There's payment plans available on most of the products. There's also bundles where you can save a bit of money as well. So do make sure to check it out if there's something in there that might be valuable for your business. But as I said, today we're going to be talking again about money. You might be familiar if you've listened to the other two episodes that I've kind of split these episodes into different themes, because in the Strategy Shop, the finance files, which is the financial tools that I've created, they're kind of split into three areas. There's a product to help you plan your finances, there's a product to help you track your finances, and then there's also a product to help you manage your finances. When I was reflecting over the last few years about what I feel people need most with their finances, I noticed that so many people kind of had those three key areas just not very developed. You know, they maybe had an accountant, or they were doing their tax return, like they were kind of doing like the legal basics, but actually they weren't doing much in those three areas above kind of what was essential. So if you haven't already listened to the past couple of weeks, I've talked a bit about how we can plan our finances more. Last week, I talked about how we can track our finances more. And today we're going to talk about that final step, but I would argue kind of most important step, which is managing your finances. So this is all about what happens once the money actually comes into your bank account. Like, yep, we've planned our financial goals, we've set our sales goals, we've tracked the money, you know, on a spreadsheet. But like, what about the money that's actually coming in? What about the bank account? What about that money that's just kind of sat there, not really being organized or seen in an intentional way? We can do those first few steps of planning and tracking, but if we're not then managing the actual money that's coming in very well, we're kind of like falling at that final hurdle. Because when we don't organize our business finances, what ends up happening is we just kind of build up this like central pot of money. I tend to notice people then go one of two ways. You're either a bit of a spender, that's definitely me, because things are disorganized. You maybe like think that you've got all this money to spend on some fancy new equipment, or you think, oh yeah, great, I can pay myself a bit more this month, or whatever the things are that you might like to spend on. Maybe it's just Nando's and Ubers, who knows? You kind of get a little bit carried away. Or maybe you're the opposite end of that spectrum and you're quite a saver when it comes to money. And because there's no organization, you just kind of think, okay, I need to hang on to all of that. I'm not going to spend any of it. I'm just going to kind of keep building this pot of money up. Whichever end of that spectrum you're on, or maybe you're somewhere in the middle, it's not really a great place to be. Because if we feel like our finances are disorganized, what we're then going to find is that A, we have just a base level of anxiety and overwhelm around money. You know, when we don't really know what money we've got and what it's for and kind of what the lay of the land is, that's just not a very secure place to be. But B, we then can't really make very good financial decisions from that place. I remember years ago, I just had one business bank account. And actually at the time, it was when I was a sole trader, it was merged with my personal bank account, which is honestly one of the worst things you can do if you're a sole trader listening to this and you do not have a separate business bank account to your personal one. Please pause this episode and go and change that, because I promise you that is going to make the world of a difference. As a sole trader in the UK, you don't technically need to have a separate bank account, but oh my goodness, you will just come into so many challenges if you don't separate out the two, because yeah, otherwise how do you know what money is for your next rent payment or for your Tesco shop, and what money is for the tax man or for that online course that you want to buy? Absolute chaos. But anyway, I digress. I had this kind of one bank account. I didn't have any organization within it. And then what happened was I didn't really know kind of where my finances were at. So maybe if I thought about making an investment, like getting a team member to help me, upgrading a piece of equipment, maybe investing in some education or one-to-one support, I didn't really know if I had any money to do that. Or if I was thinking about my tax return coming round, I didn't really know if I had any money set aside for that, like where that money was going to come from. I just had this kind of central pot. That is not a good place to be. What I recommend is a far more organized approach to our business finances. And this might be an approach that you are already doing, or it might be totally new to you. But I want to have a quick chat today about the profit first method and what you can do to kind of begin to implement it into your business. So if you're not familiar, the profit first method was actually created by someone in America, and it's a way of looking at your business finances that kind of flips the approach on its head. Instead of just having like money coming in and then whatever you spend, you know, throughout the month, then what's left over is your profit, is this idea of actually once money comes in, if we then allocate some of that to profit and to other savings goals, we end up saving a lot more for the things that are important to us, and also then being a lot more aware of actually what we can then spend in our businesses. Now, I personally, having read the book, listened to the audiobook, consumed so much of the content around profit first, initially found it really overwhelming to try and apply it to my business. It's not particularly made for UK businesses, and in my opinion, it's a little bit overwhelming and complicated when it doesn't necessarily need to be. So I spent a long time kind of working out how to apply it to my business, and have done since the same with a lot of my clients. And in the Strategy Shop, one of the products that's going to help you to manage your finances is all about implementing this profit first approach. And honestly, I am not exaggerating when I say that this approach of managing my business finances has transformed how I feel about money. I feel so much more in control. I feel so much more aware of what's going on. I don't worry about future tax bills. I don't worry about my future VAT bill. And I can look at my business bank account and instantly really clearly see exactly where things are at. So the way that you kind of generally apply profit first, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing today, A, because I'd probably overwhelm you, and B, because that's what the product in the Strategy Shop is for. It's a full video walkthrough and diagrams and spreadsheets, which are a lot of fun, in my opinion. A bit lame that that's my idea of fun. But I do want to give you an overview here so that you can think about how you might apply this to your business. So the way it works, you basically just think about what are the different pots that you want to be saving for, and then you have certain percentages of your revenue that go into each of those pots. Now the pots that you choose are going to be totally unique to your business, but on a basic level, most people tend to have a tax pot. I would also recommend people have a profit pot. And then past that point, you get to have a think about what other pots might be important to you. So past kind of saving for tax and saving for profit, which I would argue are kind of the basics that we should all be doing on a monthly basis. The benefit, of course, of those two pots being that with the tax pot, you're saving for the money as you make it. You don't get an unexpected tax bill you can't pay, but you've always got the money there, if not more money than you need saved, which is always a great place to be. And of course, the profit pot, just helping you to kind of siphon away a bit of your revenue each month to make sure that it's not spent. So you then start building up that profit, and then you get to use that profit in future for whatever you want, whether it's giving yourself a bonus, investing in something, keeping it in the business as reserves. Tax and profit are really, really great savings goals. So if you don't currently implement profit first, that is where I recommend you begin. Set up those two pots and start putting aside percentages that are going to work for you. There are no universal percentages that I can give you of like, you must save this much for tax and this much for profit, because it's really unique to how much tax you're likely to pay and also how much profit you can and want to afford putting aside. But once you've got those two pots done, that's where the fun begins. And I'm not joking when I say fun, because once you're saving for your profit and your tax, then you get to think about, what else do I want to save for? This is where you can get really creative with what savings goals you have for your business. So to give you some examples, I have a pot that is for tech and education. I put in a small percentage of my revenue every month, and then that pot is what I will use to buy new equipment. Like, I recently bought a new camera, and honestly, it felt free because it was out of that pot. Like, I'd saved for that over the last few months. And so when I bought it, it was such a kind of stress-free investment. I'll also use that pot for kind of investing in education if I want to go on a retreat or something. I've also got a pot which is a personal bonus. I put a very small percentage into that each month, but that's quite fun at the end of each quarter or year to decide if that's a bonus I want to give to myself or if I want to keep it in the business. Thinking of clients that I've done this work with, I know someone who has a pot which is saving for taking a month off. They really want to take a whole month off in their business, so they put a certain percentage of revenue into that so that when that gets to the right number, they can then take a month totally off of work. I know someone that has a pot for upgrades to their office because they really love kind of improving their space, and so they're regularly saving for that. The list could go on. You can decide which savings goals are important to you, past the point of kind of those basic pots of your tax and your profit. Again, the product in the strategy shop will walk you through kind of how to know which percentages are going to be right for you, because there really is no one size fits all. But the beauty of this is that it gets to flex with your business. So there are pots that I was paying into years ago that now aren't so relevant. And I get to always ask myself the question of, okay, what do I want to be saving for? And how can I just be putting aside a small amount each month? And honestly, when I say small, like, some of my percentages are like 1 or 2%. But it's amazing to see how like 2% of your revenue every month really does start to add up. And you start to build up these savings that you probably wouldn't have noticed elsewhere. It would have just been sunk into some random costs, or you just wouldn't really have noticed that money in your business. So how can you apply this to your business this week? Well, this really depends on kind of where you're at with your current organization. Obviously, where I'm at is fairly advanced, if I can say so myself. I mean, I've implemented this system for about 5-6 years now. So like, I really am using it, I'd say, to kind of the best of its ability. But if you are really starting from scratch, if you are like me 5 years ago and your business and personal finances aren't even separated and you're not even saving for like tax, that's where I'd recommend you begin. If you do not currently have a modern bank account, i.e. a bank account that allows you to have those pots or spaces or kind of individual accounts within one account, that is where I'd suggest you begin. Because if you're with one of those more traditional banks where you're going to have to set up like 6 bank accounts to do this, that's not great. I've done it. I tried it. I lasted about a year and then it just got so chaotic. I would really, really recommend moving to a bank that makes a system like this easy. I am ride or die Starling Bank. I love them. I have about 7 bank accounts with them because I use them for all of my businesses, personal finances, joint finances. Like, Starling Bank is amazing. So that is my personal recommendation, but I know that Monzo and many other business banks allow for these kind of functions too. So if you haven't got that already, start there. Move to a bank account that's going to make this easy. Then if and when you've got that, have a think about those basic savings goals. So this would be your tax, your profit, and also if you're VAT registered, VAT as well. If you're VAT registered, saving for VAT should be one of those basic things that you are putting your revenue towards each month. So like I said, if you are starting from zero, if you haven't got any of this in place, start with those goals. Figure out how much you want and need to be saving for your tax, for your profit, and if you're doing it, for your VAT, and begin putting that money aside each week. So what you do each week is you look, okay, £2,000 came into the business bank account. I am putting 20% of all revenue aside for tax. So great, I'm gonna put £400 of that £2,000 income into the tax pot. It's pretty simple, right? So the beauty of this system is actually once you've figured out what your pots are and what you wanna save for, it's just a case of doing some quick percentages each week and moving that revenue aside. One of my clients that I did this with recently said, oh my God, I just look forward to it every week when I get to sit and like move that money around. I think it really makes them feel like a bank manager or like they're playing Monopoly or something. And I would agree. It's very fun moving that money about. If you're sat listening and you already do that, you're already saving for tax and maybe profit or VAT, well done to you. Why not think about the next step? Why not think about those other savings pots, which are maybe more unique to your business? If you ask yourself the question of like, what would I love to be saving for on a monthly basis? What would it be? Like me, do you want to be saving for tech upgrades or education? Do you want to be saving to take yourself on a nice workation or retreat? Do you want to be saving to invest in another team member? Do you want to be saving to give yourself a bonus? Do you want to be saving so that you can then take a month off? Like, it's totally down to you. And this is what makes Profit First so impactful, is when, yeah, you've got the basics now, just saving for tax, you're putting profit aside, love that. But you're also managing your finances in a way that's going to achieve your goals. So if you've already got those basics done, that would be my next step for you this week. Think about what those other savings goals might be, which are kind of important and exciting to you. As I've said a few times, if any of this is feeling overwhelming, or you're going, Alice, I just want to set this system up properly because this sounds great, but how do I do it? That is exactly what the Manage Your Finances product in the Strategy Shop is all about. It's a video walkthrough, some diagrams, and then a really simple spreadsheet to help you apply this to your business. I say simple, and I really do mean it. Profit First, once you've got it, is such a simple money management system. Sometimes getting there can take just a little bit of thinking and a little bit of work, because we are changing a way of managing our finances when maybe we've done it a certain way for a long time. But as someone who's on the other side of it and who's seen many other people on the other side of it, I can promise you, your future self will be so, so grateful that you manage your finances in this more intentional way. So there we have it. That is my challenge for you this week, to spend 1 hour getting more organized with your business finances. When money comes in, what are you doing with it? That is my question and challenge to you. If it feels like what you're working with at the moment is incredibly disorganized and overwhelming, don't worry. You're not alone. Many of us have been there. Just think about maybe the first step that you can take to having things feel more organized. You are probably not overnight going to get to perhaps where I'm at, where things are incredibly structured and organized, but I didn't begin here, right? My first step was just get a business bank account. And then it was save for tax. And then it was start saving for profit as well. Like, take the baby steps if that's going to feel like the right approach to you. And yeah, as I said at the start of the episode, don't forget that today is the final day that you can access that 26% off opening sale in the Strategy Shop. I'm banging on about it so much purely because I really believe in the products, and they're not going to be this cheap again, and I don't want you to feel that you missed out. So don't tell me that I didn't warn you. This is your final warning. And yeah, I hope you've enjoyed chatting about money on the podcast for these last few weeks. The 2.8% series is going to continue. This isn't the end of me talking about spending an hour a week working on your business. So make sure to follow or subscribe wherever you're listening. Who knows what next week's topic is going to be? In fact, I don't know. I tend to work out about 20 minutes before I hit record. So if there's anything that you want to hear, if there's a topic that you want to be working on your business on, let me know. Should we talk about systems, processes, marketing, your business model, goal setting? I am open. I just want to make podcast episodes that are going to be useful to you. So pop me a message wherever we're connected online. Let me know what you thought of this episode. Let me know what you want to hear next. And I'll be back in your ears very soon.